This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Visitation Order holds hidden treasures and resources for serious seekers of a deeply interior spiritual life. Visit www.visitationspirit.org.
I thought maybe I would begin with the announcements today. First of all, if you noticed that there were no wooden statues in the church, they weren't stolen. Thank goodness. Now, a very generous family in the parish, in memory of their mother, Lillian Ramazzotto, offered to have them professionally restored and cleaned and refinished. So they'll be out for a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, I have one of the men from the parish. He's going around and he's repainting the ceilings and he's scrubbing the marble down and making sure that all the aluminum inside the windows is just sparkling and it's just, and polishing up any of the brass. So within a couple of weeks, it'll be very, very beautiful. All our shrines, all our side altars. Now also, just a remembrance that March 19th is the Feast of St. Joseph. It's a Saturday. We'll have a beautiful procession at 11:30 with the school children and the band. Go around the block a couple of times with the statue of St. Joseph on the men's shoulders. And then we'll bring St. Joseph in and we'll have a Mass. Immediately after the Mass will be a traditional Italian St. Joseph table over in the hall. There's no tickets. This is not, you know, a fundraiser by any means. If anybody wants to make a donation, that money will be given to the poor. So it's a very beautiful old custom. So that'd be March 19th, the Feast of St. Joseph. And everyone, of course, is invited. Now, Wednesday is, of course, Ash Wednesday. And it's a big day for us Catholics. And we're going to have a whole lot of masses and services for that. Now, first of all, I'll give you the lineup, and it's in the bulletin, you can repeat it again, but there'll be a 6:30 Mass in the morning, an 8 o'clock Mass in the morning, 12 noon, we're going to try and do that Mass in Latin, 3:30, it won't be a Mass, but it'll be a little prayer service with a little talk, but there's always a big crowd at 3:30 on Ash Wednesday afternoon. 6:30 Mass in English and 7:30 Mass in Spanish. So as I said, the lineup will be there, and so everyone, of course, everyone is welcome to receive ashes and be reminded of how frail our human nature is and how much we are in need of God's grace and how much we're in need of Lent. Now, after communion, one of the sisters is going to invite us personally to a mission that we're going to begin next week. And I'm going to talk about the mission in my sermon today, but that'd be Sister Maria de los Angeles. And Sister will be giving an explanation, as I say, an invitation to all of us, what we can expect next week for the mission. Well, I am so privileged that we will be having Father Pablo Straub help us begin this Lent with a very special mission. Now, this mission will be mostly in Spanish, but there will be enough English counterparts to make it a mission for everyone. And then at the end of Lent, we're bringing in Father George Knab, who'll be giving us a second mission, which will be in English, and that'll be during Holy Week. So we're kind of bookending Lent this year with missions. It should be a wonderful way to begin and end our Lent. Now, with a mission. Now, what is a mission? I will be honest, I do not know what other people may call it, but this is what we always used to call it when I was a kid, a mission. Now, in those days, every parish, every year, had a mission. Now, I was from St. Rita's on the south side around 63rd Street. It was a very special time for our parish. It was sort of like a revival. It was a spiritual revival, of course, but they would bring in guest priests known for their holiness as well as for their ability to preach, and they're brought into the parish to preach and teach the people for 3 weeks long. Now, each week was dedicated to a segment of the parish population. The first week, the mission was for the men. The second week was for the women. And the third week was for the teenagers. So that was 3 weeks. And for 45 minutes each night, it would be 5 nights a week, the priest would preach and evangelize and exhort everyone to better Catholic living and happier family lives, of course, according to their station in life. Now, these talks were called conferences, and there was a theme that the priest would develop at the beginning of the week, and he kind of developed it and then concluded by the end of the week. Now, they used to put the altar servers in the sacristy, and they closed the doors on us, and we'd have to wait for the end of the talk and then go out and serve benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. That was a beautiful ceremony that closed each benediction. I will not tell anyone what we used to do and the mischief we used to get in there when we'd lock us. You can imagine locking four little bad Southside boys in the sacristy every night for a week for 45 minutes. Those priests were very trusting. But anyway, out there in the church, the preachers told each group what they needed to know about being the people they were supposed to be. Manly men, devoted wives, and helpful teenagers. And all of the talks and the sessions and the prayers were focused to encourage a deepening of faith and devotion and practice at home or at work or at school. 3-week missions. All the parishes had them, and all the parishioners needed them. Now then, of course, the 60s hit, and the missions changed. Some parishes stopped having missions altogether. Other parishes, probably like ours, simply reduced the length of the mission to maybe 1 week every couple of years. But you think about it, even if there were some differences between the way we did missions then and the way we do missions now, human nature has not changed. And neither has our need to be revivified and renewed and restored in our faith lives if we wish to continue to live a decent Catholic life in an increasingly indecent world. Now, we're bringing in this year for the very first part of our first mission, I should say, is Father Pablo Straub. He's one of the best mission preachers that there ever was. His order, the Redemptorists, well, that's what they were founded to do, give missions all over the world, help people to know the faith and to live the faith and to live the faith in their daily lives. Now, his idea, and the idea of a mission, is to try and keep our families strong and happy and healthy. Now, the Catholic family will have problems like every other family, but if we pray and practice our faith, then that will be the most powerful antidote to the poisons of modern life. Only by means of the Catholic faith, and we need it to be renewed every so often, if not every year, only by means of the Catholic faith will we be able to survive the assaults of the devil, the modern American temptations against faithfulness and permanence and children. Now, Father Pablo, of course, believes as we believe, that only the Catholic faith will help us to know, to love, and to serve God in this world in order to be happy with Him in the next. Now, the first weekend of the mission, and Sister Maria de los Angeles will explain this to us very briefly, but the first weekend will be next weekend, right after Ash Wednesday. Saturday and Sunday, Father Pablo will speak at all the Masses, and this is a beautiful way to include, in some small way, but a beautiful way, everyone, English speakers as well as Spanish speakers. Then, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Father will celebrate, in the morning, 2 English Masses, of course, 6:30 and 8, and he will speak for 7 minutes at the 6:30 Mass and 15 minutes at the 8 o'clock Mass. This is to incorporate everyone who would like to come, and I encourage, as I always encourage people to go to daily Mass. This would be a particularly good time to hear Father Pablo Straub, either at the 6:30 Mass or at the 8 o'clock. Now, at noon, Father will gather any of the young mothers and the homeschool families and give them some ideas to help to raise their good Catholic families in good Catholic ways. I am sure that he will be very clear about modern evils that are hurting the family in our country today. This conversation to young mothers and homeschool families is very dear to Father Pablo's heart. Father also wants to talk to the young people of the parish, and he's going to do so at least on Monday evening. Now, you know that we have about 126 young people and some adults who come to church every Monday night for catechism classes. I teach them, and these young people and a number of the adults are going to be baptized or make their first communions or their confirmations, and Father Pablo will talk to them because they are the future of the faith and the future of this parish. Then, of course, every Monday evening, then at 7:15, there'll be a major Mass. This is the heart of the mission, the Mass, and a talk in Spanish at 7:15. Now, I'm getting a number of priests to come in so that we'll be able to hear confessions before, during, and after Father's Mass and talk in the evening. Now, the sacrament of confession is always key to our lives. We clean out the sinfulness in our souls. We get rid of the sins so that those souls can be refilled with the grace and the goodness of God. So everyone should be planning on going to confession during this mission as the best preparation for Lent. You might have ever heard it called Tuesday before Lent. It's called sometimes Mardi Gras, sometimes called Carnival. In English countries, it was called Shrove Tuesday, because you went to confession before Lent, have your sins shriven, these are old English words, have your sins shriven to prepare for Lent. Beautiful custom and very important for our Lent. Now, it's important to remember that this mission and these talks and these masses and these confessions are what we have to do as Catholic people who are serious about saving our souls. I don't promise too many things, but I do promise that this mission with Father Pablo Straub will be a great moment in our spiritual lives and give forth a very beautiful and holy Lent for all of us.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.